Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. Today we're going to talk about claiming your thunder with a very wise, beautiful hypnotherapist, Linda Van Haver. And Linda has a new seminar coming out called Claim Your Thunder. You can go to claimyourthunder.com and get more information. But without any further ado, I want to welcome Linda to the show. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you, Rob. Nice to be on again.
It's always an honor and a privilege to have Linda on because Linda is one of the few hypnotherapists out there with a seminar that will actually expand your life, open your eyes and your heart at the same time. And Linda, you've got some guest speakers going to be here, and we'll just go right down the list and we'll let you tell us about each one. You got Armand and Angelina. Tell us what they're going to do for people and expand people's lives.
Okay. Armand and Angelina are fabulous singers. Armand writes the music. It's empowering music, new thought music. She is an opera singer, and he's rock and roll. He likes to joke that he was bar trained and she was classically trained. So together they do beautiful music that helps to uplift you and make you think. And we'll be starting off Claim Your Thunder with a wonderful song called Make Peace. And the chant part is, if you want there to be peace on earth, make peace within yourself. So I have heard them on and off throughout the years. And when I put Claim Your Thunder together, about only 2 weeks later, I had the opportunity to hear them again. I said, oh, I have to ask them if they want to be part of it. And they jumped on it. So we are delighted to have them.
Now, with music, that kind of opens people's up, but it really enhances the inner self to open up, but it also allows people's inner dialogue to become positive. So how will their music actually allow people to enjoy the seminar plus expand their lives?
Well, it helps to get the energy flowing, Rob. First of all, they'll be up on their feet. They're invited to join in on the chant part. I think it puts them at ease. Also, Armand is a very talented speaker himself, so he will be speaking to us for about a half an hour. But the music, it adds the emotion to it, and you want to bypass that outer mind and get into the inner mind, which is the emotional part of the mind. So the music definitely helps with that.
You know, you just use the word emotion. Until the emotions are all in a positive movement forward, people are really locked into the same paradox instead of a new paradigm. So how is this music and you and everybody going to really energize somebody's emotions to go in an optimistic way?
Well, I think I could just parrot back to what you just said. I think the music does propel them to respond in an optimistic way because the lyrics are uplifting. The melodies are enchanting. There's a lot of repetition with the lyrics, and it puts them at ease. If they're comforting. I don't want to say almost like nursery rhymes, but because his lyrics are very repetitive as far as the chanting part, I think that that helps to bypass that critical factor of the outer mind and get into the emotional mind, get into the subconscious mind, and get them to relax and be open and absorb the wonderful information that we'll be sharing with them.
That's absolutely astounding what you just said because it's so true. I've actually learned to write and rhyme because once that rhyme takes over the inner dialogue, it takes over your life. And that's what them chants do when they have a little catchiness to them. So you're really going to open people's eyes and their heart at the same time in this seminar.
Yes, when I read what you write, I do it out loud. I love to read what you write, Rob, out loud, because it has to be heard. At least for me, it's got to be heard by my ears to affect me. And when I read it, I mean, when I do it out loud, it does open me up. It does expand my mind. It's a complete difference than just reading it. Love it.
And when Armand's going to be singing and chanting and speaking, they relate to the lyrics and everything that chant to him, but they also can relate it to your life. You feel the subconscious picks up on the chance that people will utilize to expand their life, and that's what they'll pick out in these chants more than anything.
Yes. Yep. You got it.
Before we go any further, I'm on the website claimyourthunder.com, but there's, you can go to the seminar will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn at PGA Village, 84 8540 Commerce Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, on February 11th, 2012, at 10 to 5:30 p.m. and lunch will be available for purchase at the hotel's Sam Snead restaurant. And the tickets are available, and they're $120, and you enter the word thunder. But for a special discount, reduce the price for $97. How do they do that, Linda?
On the website, if they go to the admission page and just type in the word thunder, they'll see the part to end and the discount. What will happen is at checkout, it will reduce the ticket price from $120, which is what it will be at that day if we have any space available, down to $97. So all they have to do is write the word thunder in there, and that will reduce the ticket price down for them. We've only got about 30 spots left, so I hope that they come because they're in for a wonderful day.
And it sounds like with just the chance and things like that, you're going to get your money's worth. So the other three are going to be gravy and ice cream and topping all at once.
And which one am I?
Well, you got to be the topping because you're the sweetest.
Thank you, Rob.
But you're also one of the few people, I'm being very truthful from my heart here, Linda is probably one of the few people in the whole world that will engage you in your own life and expand you into your own wisdom. And that's because I've been friends with Linda for over a year now, and I have learned a lot and opened my eyes with Linda's writings and the way she speaks and the way she does things. Now we want to talk about Dr. Melissa Anderson.
Okay.
And how will she engage people and expand their life and then open up their own innovative wise?
Dr. Melissa Anderson is a wonderful friend, and she's a wonderful humanitarian. I met her back in 1993, and she is actually responsible for providing me with the school that I went to for hypnotherapy. She herself had been to that school already and sent me the information. And now keep in mind, I was getting ready to, after school, open up my business in the same town as her, and she didn't mind, no worry about competition or anything. She just is dedicated to healing the planet. So she has some very special things planned for us. I don't want to say what they are now because I don't want people projecting forward to what it is that she's going to be doing. It has to be encountered at that moment for maximum results, but she's got some very special things to help people heal the inner self, because Claim Your Thunder is about the power you originally came in with. It's reclaiming it. It's a total immersion into reclaiming the power inside of you. So we're going to be doing inner child healing, have people get back to their own talents, their own affinity towards what they like, what they don't like, their sense that anything's possible, step back into their courage, their creativity. So she's got some special things planned to do that.
Now, when you go to the website claimyourthunder.com, you'll see Melissa. So I want you to spend some time looking at her picture, because you're going to see a person that's illuminated, and her eyes show the wisdom from within when you pay attention. And that's what I've noticed about her, is that she's very illuminated. So when people choose to engage in Dr. Anderson's wisdom, how will their life expand and become energized to see they can live their desired life, Linda?
What will happen is, not just with Dr. Melissa, but with everybody presenting, is that the barricades that they have put up as a protection device, as a wall away from fear, will be dissolved that day. What we're looking to do is to get people back to their factory settings, all the power that they came in with. Dr. Melissa has a wonderful way of making what she does fun. Some of us are more serious presenters. She is very joyous and fun and loving it. I'm glad you said that about her face, because she's a little tiny lady who walks in the room and just fills it up with this great, big, huge, wonderful, loving energy. And I'm delighted that she's a part of this.
Energy.
Yes.
That's what the world is, energy. And her energy shows. And Linda, something I've really expanded into myself, and I feel this is appropriate for this Claim Your Thunder. We're a spiritual energy having a spiritual experience in a common, everyday, expanding experiences because of the people we meet. How is Claim Your Thunder going to allow people to experience expanding their wisdom but yet opening their heart at the same time?
Well, okay, let's back up a little bit. All of our interpretations in life are solely based on our internal map of reality. And our internal map of reality happens from the messages we absorb about ourselves. So if we absorb that children should be seen and not heard, or that we are less than, we're going to start limiting our world. Our thoughts are linked to this invisible energy, and they determine what the energy forms. And so our thoughts literally shift the universe on a particle-by-particle basis to create the physical life. So what Claim Your Thunder is about is reversing all that. Get that cleaned out. Get back to your factory settings so that you can step into your power and step into your prosperity. And for some people, take care of your passions for the first time. Do what you're passionate about for a living.
That's something, you said something in there. And how is people's passion and seeing their true selves actually the biggest fear they encompass? Or one of the largest fears they encompass, or I should say binding fears they encompass?
Because what happens is we're limited right from the beginning. I don't think it's quite as bad for the children nowadays, but I know back when I was growing up in the 50s and 60s, we were urged to play small. For instance, on my report cards, I always got good grades, but under behavior, it would say lacks initiative. Well, of course I lacked initiative because it was drummed out of me, in some cases spanked out of me. Why wouldn't I lack initiative? Because it wasn't something that was rewarded. Absolute compliance had to be adhered to. So what we're looking to do is, once again, I keep using the phrase factory settings, is to get rid of all that emotional baggage and get people back to all that they came into this earth with, so all that power that they originally came onto this planet with. Talents and
yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That was it.
Well, to me, it's being omnipotent, it's unconquerable, vulnerable, and omnipotent all at the same time, because you want to be unconquerable in your dreams, but vulnerable and open to learning. That's what vulnerable really means. And when
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you just about knocked me off the chair, because I was writing today, and what I wrote about was being open and vulnerable. My exact words, open and vulnerable, and you just said that. Exactly. There you go.
And see, but vulnerable really is just being open to the moment. It isn't about getting taken advantage of. It's about being open to the moment. To see the people that enter your life in that second as teachers rather than categorizing them and where they are. And how will Claim Your Thunder open people up to understand that?
What it's going to do is it's going to help them look at their stumbles as part of the dance of life, instead of something that they have to build a fence around and a blockade and don't let anything touch that or let that in. That's how it's going to do that.
And, you know, you said something a little earlier. School today, and when you and I went to school, it was to make you be a corporate it was really to clone you to fit into a society of followers. That's what the school system was when we went to school, I feel.
Well, I agree with you, because were you taught how to think? I was taught how to memorize.
That's
you got good grades if you
know,
memorized.
And that's what it is. And really, claim your thunder is about letting go of that and expanding into your true wisdom to claim your thunder, wouldn't you say?
You got it, Rob. You got it. That's exactly it.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to get to Reverend Robin Ryder. Tell us about her and how she's also got a very illuminated structure in her faith, and she's also very wise. You can tell by looking at people's eyes in her picture. They tell you a lot when you open up to seeing it. So tell us about her, Linda.
Okay. I went to Unity, they call it Unity Church now, but it's actually a center, because they had advertised on their marquee outside that they were having singers and a coffee house, and I knew nothing about Unity. She was the minister there at that time. I didn't know what to expect, but I liked the coffee hour so much, I went back for the service on a Sunday and didn't really even hear the word Christianity, Jesus, or anything for the first 4 months. She talked about stepping into your power, and she actually did some things that I had learned at a Tony Robbins event, and so I felt totally at home. It felt very familiar to me, and it was wonderful to be with somebody who was a minister who wasn't telling me that I was unworthy and somebody that had to be made over and so unworthy to receive God. As a matter of fact, she was the person who first talked about to me that there was a spark of divinity within me. And I was like, oh, my God, that changed everything for me. That was the last piece that I needed to reclaim my self-esteem. I can remember thinking, a spark of divinity within me, because I used to feel like, well, who am I? I'm nothing. You know, I was so browbeaten as a child from everyone around me, you know, the teachers, clergy, the way I was brought up. You know, I had wonderful parents. They did the best they could, but they raised me the way that they were raised. So she kind of put the last piece of my specific puzzle together, and when I put out a call on Facebook to people who might be interested to be part of Claim Your Thunder and come speak, she wrote right back to me within 5 minutes and said, I do. So I'm glad to have her a part of it as well. She's an amazing, amazing speaker, and she uses a lot of drama. She's humorous. She's excellent. I'm so glad to have her aboard.
ClaimYourThunder.com is a website, and it's a Claim Your Thunder seminar at the Hilton Garden Inn at PGA Village, 8540 Commerce Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, on February 11th, 2012, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Tickets are available for $120, or you can go to Thunder, the admissions part of Thunder, and type in the word Thunder and get it reduced to $97. And I want to ask the world this question. Are you willing to expand into your desires to experience the cascading cash flow you deserve? You'll go to claimyourthunder.com and expand your life within 6 hours. And now I want to talk about the lady of the hour, Linda Van Haver, who is a hypnotherapist and an extraordinarily wise young lady. Linda, what do you bring to the table that will energize people entrepreneurial-wise?
Well, for the first time, I am going to share my own story with them. I'm usually pretty private. And, you know, when you're sitting in the therapist's chair, you get to learn the most intimate details of your client's lives, yet you pretty much keep yours to yourself. And since I've been urged to expand on a global basis to help impact more people, I realized that using the feel, felt, found model helps to relax people and get them healed that much faster. So for the first time, I will be sharing with them. I'm going to be offering what I do best, which is inner child work, inner child healing. Once again, I don't want to go into the specifics of how I'm going to do that, but they will be shifted on that day. If they play full out with me, they will be shifted on that day.
So you will open their eyes and their heart at the same time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just, that's something that I've learned from my, expanded into myself. The words I use, if they don't open my eyes and my heart at the same time, I have to find a word that does. And how is all your knowledge and all the clients you've worked with actually expanded you so you can really energize somebody else's inner why so they feel strong enough to move their life forward, Linda?
Well, I love that question because here's the deal. We all teach what we need to learn the most. And, boy, is that true in my part. When I first became a hypnotherapist, I was going to do past life regressions for fun and help people stop smoking and lose weight. And, yes, I did all of those things. But I guess my dharma found me pretty quickly on because I started drawing people to me who were absolutely stuck, suffered from low self-esteem, and I had to help them get past that. And as I was doing it, I was like looking into a mirror. So while I was helping them, I was helping myself. And I realized that that is what I was called to do this time around on this planet.
You know what you said there is that anybody gets into hypnotherapy, coaching, anything with personal growth, Linda just gave you the key to life. She handed you the keys to the Rolls Royce to drive down memory lane paved in gold bars. She really did, because I've had the same experience myself. I thought I got in it to do the same thing, but I really have learned. I am drawing people to me to expand me because they bring out my little intricacies that I'm afraid to look at when I'm engaged in their life. I'm really engaged in my own. So when they come to hear you and Melissa and Armand and Angelina and the Reverend speak, how will they really become relaxed and in silence to move their life forward without them really even knowing how far they expanded?
Well, there's a couple keys to getting people relaxed and opened up. I think the music is part of it, and humor is certainly part of it. And every one of us at this event, every performer and every speaker, if I may say so myself, we have great senses of humor. We really do. So that's part of it. Also, the day is, I'm still in the process of threading it together. This is creating something like a garment, and I'm very carefully piecing it together in a way that flows. So all they need to do is let go of the reins and enjoy the music and do the different modalities that we ask them to do. We've got some fun things planned. It's not going to be sitting in their chairs and taking notes and strategies to learn. And I'm not casting aspersions against that kind of seminar because I love those kind, but this is not that. This is something different. And all they have to do is come with an open mind, be embraced in a loving atmosphere, and let us take it from there. And I think that they will trust us all enough to do that because of the music, our backgrounds, and the humor as well.
You know, you said some real profound things. If you come in to listen to expand, your life will expand and become energized in moving your life forward your way. Because one thing, Linda, and maybe you can expound on them, they'll get this from Claim Your Thunder. When you listen, you expand and hear the words that relate to you and your desires more than trying to be dictated to by somebody else. Do you feel that?
Yes, because not everybody's going to walk away with a cookie-cutter experience. The wonderful thing about this work and the participants that I have is that they're able to leave it open-ended enough so each person that comes to Claim Your Thunder will be able to draw from it what they in fact need, because it's not a cookie-cutter experience and not everybody comes in with the exact same baggage that needs to be thrown overboard.
You just give people the key to life again. There's no cookie cutter. It's just let go and expand. That's basically what it is, to hear what opens you up on an open-ended experience. And so how will this open-ended experience actually be with people for the rest of their life, because there'll be things that come to them after the seminar that will really move them forward further.
Well, I think you just answered your own question.
I did.
Thank you for that. And also, what will happen is it's not like walking through a door. Like they were one way on February 11th and completely 180 on February 12th. But there's a sense of well-being and a sense of being able to create more money coming to them. Just noticing as days go by that they're just doing better in life and feeling more hopeful and following through and creating the life they desire, because they're back at their factory settings. So all of their power is back intact and they're able to do that. How fun is that?
Well, it ain't only fun, but it also engages them in their life with a new guttiness that they'll be able to address life situations in a free-flowing way. That's what I'm hearing from you.
Yes, but isn't that fun? You know, I know for me at least, and you know, maybe I'm just putting my own stuff that needed to be healed into this, it was such a serious life for me, right up until my 40s, Rob. I mean, everything was dire and dark and serious, and I drew one loser to me after another. And now that I'm clear, life is fun and it's joyous and it's an adventure, and I'm enjoying everything nowadays and able to impact other people, which is fun. It's fun. Short word, F-U-N, fun.
Yeah, and you said something about fear earlier. You know, when you really get to claiming and understanding fear, fear is unrefined wisdom waiting to expand your life. That's what fear really is.
Right, and back when we were raised, weren't we taught all about fear and your hands were slapped?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And listen to the media today. The pessimism of the media is an optimism to say, the ism of optimism is I sell my, it's really as I serve mankind by opening out my intrepid, self-assured moxie to expand the world. That's what the ism of optimism is. And that's what this seminar, Claim Your Thunder, will be the ism of your life. It'll open out your intrepid sapience, manufacturing your desired life with new factory settings.
I'm going to borrow your ism of optimism. I like that.
Yeah. And anyway, it's the Claim Your Thunder at the Hilton Garden Inn at PGA Village, 8540 Commerce Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, on February 11th, 2012, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And you can go on to claimyourthunder.com and get tickets that you sign in early and go to the admission part and write in Thunder. You'll get a reduced rate for $97. Would you spend $97 to make a million? That's the question you have to ask yourself. And Linda,
there you go.
And now, Linda, allow them some wisdom that will really come forth, you feel, from this Claim Your Thunder seminar at claimyourthunder.com.
Well, this is what I usually close with, and I'm going to say it to them now. And it comes from my heart, and it's like thunder, let your power vibrate over the world. Be loud and clear about who you are. Speak up for what you want. Speak out for what you feel is right. Don't let your voice be silenced to make nice or to fit in. And my deepest wish for you is to love yourself and the loving life force that brought you here. Drop judgments, forgive yourself and others. Open your heart to all. And when you do that, your world will be healed and anything is possible.
And when you're at omnipotent peace, everything is at your fingertips when you ask. And we're down to the last 20 seconds, Linda, and I really want to thank you for being my guest today. And if you choose to expand your life, you'll go to Claim Your Thunder, because you're going to get optimism with omnipotence all in one setting. In 5 hours, your eyes will expand your life, or 7 hours, whatever it is. Anyway, Linda, thank you until we talk again.
Thank you, Rob.
Today.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.